Gold mining. Tita Tivetta University has embarked on an outreach program aimed at building the capacity of artisanal and small-scale miners across the country. Deputy Vice Chancellor in charge of academic, research and outreach Professor Christine Onyango said the university is now focusing on building capacity of artisanal miners to improve on the technical as well as financial management skills to maximize their returns. Speaking during the first outreach program held in Kakamega town, Professor Onyango noted that the western region is well endowed with gold resources, but many artisanal miners are often exploited by middlemen who buy the valuable minerals at throwaway prices. She said it was against this background that her university, boasting of a niche in mining and process engineering, has partnered with other stakeholders to train artisanal and small-scale artisanal miners on management as well as financial skills so that they make good returns from their mining activities through value addition. Often artisanal miners sell off their valuable gold to middlemen due to lack of knowledge and do not get value on their returns, said Professor Onyango. Many of the artisanal miners have no skills in management, have no proper knowledge and use crude tools to do mining, leading to disasters, she said. Professor Onyango noted the workshop also focused on safety given that gold mining in the country posed potential exposure and health risks that come with the use of mercury. Mercury is used to separate gold from other materials but poses great danger as it can damage kidneys, impair vision and balance. Small-scale miner descends into a mine to harvest gold at Rosterman in Kakamega town. Tita Tivetta University has rolled out an outreach program aimed at building capacity of artisanal and small-scale miners across the country. Photo by Moses Wekesa, NA. She said there is also negative environmental impacts from mining resulting in deforestation and hence having huge impact on climate. Professor Onyango said the university is also focused on helping the communities mitigate negative environmental impacts and climate change arising from mining. The 3 days technical training workshop was organized for artisanal and small-scale miners from Kakamega and Vihiga counties and whose theme is, Towards Zero Fatalities and Zero Mercury. Advancing safety, health and sustainability in artisanal and small-scale mining. Moses Klee, a representative of artisanal miners and a member of resilience team formed to self-regulate the mining industry, asked financiers to support the miners with customized credit facilities to enable them engage in sustainable mining activities. He, however, called on the national government to fast-track issuance of permit to miners, which is one of the requirements needed to secure credit facilities. Nominated member of the Kakamega County Assembly Victorine Shakutwa said the county has addressed the issue of child labor in gold mining and said the gold mining resilience team was keenly monitoring the situation. Patrick McCulley, the regional chairman of the gold mining resilience team, called on investors in the gold industry to ensure they consult the local community before engaging in gold prospecting. His sentiments were echoed by Neva Mahiva, the chairman of Union of Cooperatives of Gold, who complained that local representatives of the artisanal miners were not being consulted by private investors eyeing gold sites in the area. The training of the artisanal miners comes at a time when the gold industry is facing several challenges ranging from severe environmental degradation, fatalities, inadequate funding, and lack of modern mining equipment, inadequate regulations and animosity amongst warring parties over gold sites. In western Kenya, Kakamega and Migori counties are leading in gold mining as well as parts of Vihiga, Narok, Siaya, Nandi and Turkana counties.